12 million Americans go to the doctor every year for headaches. Many are sent for further expensive testing, which may not bring any relief. NPR's Patty Naiman has more.
Terry Bradford knows about headache pain. She's had it all her life, often starting when she wakes up in the morning.
And by like 11, I'm on the couch for the rest of the day with my head in ice.
Bradford's 50 now, and for years she's been seeing doctors trying to figure out how to relieve the pain.
I've had 2 spinal taps. I've had so many nerve blocks, I've lost count. MRIs, MRAs, Botox.
Bradford's hardly alone. New research shows over the past decade, more and more patients are getting more and more tests and treatments. Dr. John Maffey with Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston compared what's going on with doctor visits and testing today to what was happening about a decade ago.
Rates of advanced imaging like CT and MRI studies, referrals to other physicians, presumably specialists, both of those doubled.
Maffey says that's not because more people are suffering from headaches. The headache rate, he says, has remained virtually the same over the past decade. But what's changed is the supply and demand. Today, there's just simply a lot more advanced diagnostic machines than there were 10 years ago. And then there's the demand.
Patients are more assertive than ever before, asking more questions. They're more informed. They're reading things online. They're seeing TV commercials about new prescriptions. So they're sometimes coming with a chief complaint of, I think I need an MRI.
A better informed patient is generally a good thing, says Maffey. But sometimes patients get it wrong.
I think there's a subconscious perception that more is better, more fancy tests, more expensive tests are better, and that equals better care.
Now, Maffey's study did not include patients with tumors or other serious problems that can cause headaches. He only looked at otherwise healthy patients who suffered chronic headaches. And in these cases, repeated diagnostic testing can lead to further unnecessary procedures like biopsies. On top of that, exposure to radiation adds up over time and can increase the risk of certain cancers. For Terry Bradford, the years of searching for effective treatment proved futile.
I've been to 4 neurologists. A lot of them have given up on me because I haven't gotten any better.
Bradford ended up at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center in Boston, where neurologist Carolyn Bernstein directs the headache program.
Patients will come in and say to me, I hope you have the magic pill. Of course, there's no such thing as the magic pill. By the time they come in, the majority of them have really been suffering for a number of years, and they're really miserable with the pain.
And they've undergone many years of extensive invasive tests. Bernstein says there's just no single reason why people get headaches, either tension headaches or the more severe and recurring migraine.
With migraine, what we know is that it is genetic, and that if you're a migraine sufferer and I expose you to the right trigger, you're going to have a migraine.
And complicating things even more, the triggers are different for different people. And it may not be just one thing. It can be a combination of things, a poor diet, problems sleeping, stress, or lack of exercise.
I write an exercise prescription probably as often as I write a prescription for medication.
Bernstein says it's difficult to encourage a patient with cracking head pain to get up and exercise. But just a little bit can help, she says. And it doesn't have to be jogging for miles. It can be yoga, tai chi, or even just a little stretching. A big lifestyle adjustment worked for Terry Bradford. She started exercising and changed her diet.
I gave up glutens and I gave up sugar, which was huge for me, and I gave up dairy.
And physical therapists taught Bradford how to meditate to reduce stress.
Oh my gosh, I feel so much better. And not to say that I don't have headaches anymore, because I do.
But they're far less debilitating. Bradford hopes the story of her journey to find headache relief might be helpful to other sufferers who may want to look at their diet and lifestyle before heading off to yet another doctor appointment. Patty Naiman, NPR News.